This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, June 16, written by Kurt Sellis, The Power of the Holy Spirit, from Luke 1. The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. In the angel Gabriel's announcement that Mary would bear God's Son, we learn several important things about the Holy Spirit. We discover that the Holy Spirit is God. We also learn that the Holy Spirit plays an integral role in God's plan of salvation for humankind. The Spirit miraculously initiates the conception of Jesus, the Christ, in Mary's womb. But this passage also raises an important question about the power of the Holy Spirit. Does he overpower people? The key concept here is overshadow. The idea of overshadowing reminds us of the Lord's presence hovering over the tabernacle as a pillar of cloud in the wilderness. It also looks forward to the cloud that hovers over Jesus and the disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration as a sign of God's presence. So the Holy Spirit overshadows in the sense of demonstrating God's presence, but not in the sense of dominating Mary or anyone else. Mary, in the awesome presence of God, in the person of the Holy Spirit, bends her will to do God's will. When the Holy Spirit presents himself in your life today, remember Mary's words, "I am the Lord's servant," and serve God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Will you pray with me? Holy Spirit, overshadow us today with your presence and help us to bend our wills to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.